Could you tell me what's your name?
Stephen Todd.
Where were you born?
Notty Ash, Liverpool.
When were you born?
2nd of the 5th, 1971.
What did your parents do for a living?
Dad was a builder and Mum was a housewife.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Broad Green and then to Highfield.
And how long have you supported Everton Football Club for?
All my life.
Could you tell me why you support Everton?
I supported Everton because my dad did, all his family did, my older brother did, and it was just a natural progression. It was in the family.
What was your first Everton game?
I think my first Everton game was against Wimbledon. It was an FA Cup game or a League Cup game, I can't remember. I was only very young, sat in the top balcony, but we won 8-0. And that's Bob Latchford scored 5 and Martin Dobson scored 3. That's probably my first game, and it must have been around about 1978-79 time.
Fantastic. Do you have strong memories of the early matches that you went to, the games, the atmosphere, where you sat?
Yes, I do have lots of memories. If I went with my dad, he would take me into the old Park End, which was a wooden terrace. And I would stand at the front of that. He'd put me on a board. He'd either lift me up or put me on a barrier. If I went with my brother-in-law, he took me in the top balcony, which was a luxury back then. That's where my season ticket is now. And if I went with my brother, I'd be stood in the paddock.
Who is your favourite player of the past?
That's a difficult question.
You can have more than one.
Oh, I've got several. I would have to say Peter Reid, Graeme Sharp, Neville Southall, Pat Van Den Hau, Dave Thomas, Bob Latchford, and modern day, I would say, Timmy Cahill for his passion.
So your favourite player now is Timmy Cahill?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was it that you rated about those players?
The skill and energy they offered Everton, really. They were passionate about the club and they cared. You could see that they cared in every game they played in, especially Peter Reid, Graeme Sharp. They loved the football club, and so does Tim Cahill now, and that's evident when he pulls on the shirt.
That loyalty matters to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Have you ever met a player?
I've met several over the years, but it's not been to have a conversation, but it's only to be shake hands with, get introduced and move on. I've met some of the old ones like Duncan McKenzie and John Bailey and Andy King. I've met them at Goodison over the years, but I've not really socialised with any or had a chat to many.
Who is your favourite manager of the past?
In my case, in my time, it's got to be Howard Kendall for what he achieved in that short space of time. And It was a privilege to watch those teams play and win those trophies in the mid-80s. So, yes, it's Howard Kendall.
What was your most memorable Everton match? Have you got just one that stands out?
If I can only choose one, it would have to be, and I'm sure many people say this, it's got to be Bayern Munich in 1985. And that's the most memorable for many reasons. There was the queuing up 2.5 hours before the kick-off with the police horses in the street. Being stood in the Gladys Street as a 14-year-old, knowing at half-time that we were getting beat 1-0, but we were probably going to win because we used to always score goals in the second half. And then the atmosphere in the second half at the final whistle was something I've never, ever experienced since. No matter where I've been to Wembley, I've been to semi-finals, nothing will ever, ever match that night at Goodison. It was amazing, absolutely.
When was that?
1985.
Has going to the match changed, or how has going to the match changed? Things like ticket prices, programmes, half-time food, behaviour of fans, you're aware of a change?
Over the years, is that you're talking? It's changed for the better regarding, you don't see much hooliganism or antisocial behaviour anymore. I think the ticket prices are generally inflated everywhere, and it's probably not value for money. It's moved away from a working man's game to people who can afford the ticket prices. Generally, the half time is the same as what it always used to be. What else was on that question?
Programmes, half time food.
Half time food is better these days, albeit overpriced. And entertainment's just the same, half-time entertainment. As for programmes, I used to collect them right the way through the late 70s and mid-80s, and I've got every single one in order at home, from the especially from the championship seasons of 85 and 87. And I've got all the Wembley programmes. However, these days I don't buy them because I think they're just, again, they're overpriced. My nephews collect them, but I don't anymore.
How has the ground changed over the years, like parking, stands, terraces, seating?
The parking's not an issue with me. We've parked in the same place for my whole life at a friend's house near to the ground, so we're okay for that. And the stadium is pretty much the same, other than where there used to be a terrace, there's no seats. You know, it's exactly the same, really.
Do you have any match day rituals?
Not particularly, no. The only rituals we have is we meet a group of people at the back of the park end where the car park is, and we have a chat for 20 minutes before kick-off, and they go into the park end, and we go into the top balcony, but no specific rituals.
Do you tend to go with the same people?
I've been going with the same people since I was a child, and the only additions now are my two nephews. So it's the same group as it's always been.
What does the Merseyside Derby mean to you?
It means everything. It's so important to win it. And in the lead up to it, I'm always very, very nervous and on edge. And I actually hate going to them, but I still do, home and away. On the off chance we're going to win the game, because if we do, then the feeling you get from it is amazing.
What's the furthest away match that you've ever been to?
The furthest away game is probably Rotterdam in 1985, the European Cup Winners' Cup final. That's the furthest away game. But if it was in Britain, it would be Southampton and Portsmouth, Norwich, Ipswich, all the ones on the coast.
It's a long way, isn't it? Was it worth going to Rotterdam?
Yes. Yeah. My brother gambled and took me in there. I had a great time.
What's your favourite away ground and why?
Well, there's lots to sift through there in my memory. In the 80s, my favourite away ground in the 80s to go to was Manchester United, just because of the hostile atmosphere and the sheer noise that was generated inside. It's not the same going to Old Trafford these days, so probably the old Trafford. And also, I think Villa Park, because we used to have so many Evertonians in there, it was like a home game. So probably Villa Park, yeah, Villa Park and Old Trafford.
Do you go to many internationals?
I've never been to one.
What do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing a ground?
I think it's a good idea financially, and would keep Everton in the boundary of the city, especially if the stadium is built on Stanley Park. That's where we should be anyway, because that's where we started playing football all those years ago, and that's our home, we belong there. I would say the only downside to sharing with Liverpool would be I do think that they could fill a 60,000-seater stadium, and I don't think we could. So when we had our home games, I think you'd see lots of seats empty around the place. So for that reason, I think it would be better to have our own 45 or 50,000-seater. But if that was the case and it would help us financially in the long run, then I would happily share a stadium.
Mm. Ideally, where would you like to see a ground for Everton?
I'd like to see it on Stanley Park. It's where we started playing football in 1817, that's where we should be now. Or in the vicinity of it.
Has football become too commercial?
Yes. I think the downside of it becoming too commercial is that it's the sheer volume of wages that the players are paid. I think it's unrealistic in the climate we live in. You know, they're well and truly overpaid for what they do.
Have you got any specific sort of happy memories related to Everton?
I've got lots and lots of happy memories related to Everton. Going back from the first game when we beat Wimbledon 8-0, the first game I can remember going to, being stood on the cop when we beat Liverpool 1-0 and Graeme Sharp scored that long-range volley. That's a great memory. any Derby victory really over the years. Beating Manchester United 5-0 at Goodison, fantastic day. The Bayern Munich night was amazing. The semi-finals at Villa Park in the 80s against Sheffield Wednesday, against Luton, against Norwich, I attended all those. The semi-final against Southampton at Highbury, fantastic occasion. The 1984 FA Cup final against Watford, brilliant occasion. And numerous victories at Old Trafford, which were great, especially when we beat them 2-1 in the League Cup a few days after we'd beaten them at Goodison 5-0. We beat them again, and that was in the same few weeks. We beat Liverpool 1-0 at Anfield as well. Yeah, they're my favourites.
Great. So you're looking forward to the next season?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I've got my season ticket already.
Have you got an Everton fact or story that most people haven't heard before?
That's a difficult question.
Is there anything you know that nobody else knows?
Only that Duncan Ferguson went out with one of my friends at university. Not many people know about that. But that was a long time ago.
which university?
It was Liverpool, Hope, she went to. She was one of my friends. But she went out with Duncan for a few months.
Interesting. That's brilliant then, Steve. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
That's wonderful.
Oh.
I'll do something else now. Oh, God.
That's the recording.